Well, late last November, Carlton took a significant stance with the release of a 10-point strategic plan it called its blueprint. Under new CEO Stephen Trigg and relatively new chairman Mark Lajuda say the Blues for perhaps the first time conceded that they'd become a mediocre club, one which had a long way to go both on and off the field to recapture the glory of its past. It was a mature document. It addressed not only the values and the branding of the club, but it vowed that Carlton would rebuild its list properly and spurn the quick fix. But football being the pressure cooker environment it is, it's taken just two bad losses to open the new season for various former club greats and hangers-on to begin running around like a group of chooks with their heads cut off. Mark McClure is the latest to start screeching for a scorched earth policy and the head of the coach, Mick Malthouse, lamenting yesterday that the Blues lacked the guts to sack the coach. Others have predicted Malthouse's demise by the end of round four should the Blues fail to beat Essendon and St Kilda. Now, you have to stop for a moment to ponder the idiocy of that suggestion. Imagine for a second the PR nightmare of Malthouse being given the chop the week before he's due to break Jock McHale's all-time coaching record. But more than that, it's those very sort of knee-jerk reactions which are the perfect demonstration of the sort of instant fix ethos that is not only an anachronism, but threatens to make Carlton a laughingstock of the competition. The Blues internally, from their chairman to the CEO to the coach, know they're not good enough. They are attempting to do something about it. But in a modern age, that requires intelligent recruiting and development over a period of several years, not some sort of frustrated lashing out that is all about symptoms and nothing about cause. Malthouse may or may not have his coaching contract renewed at the end of this season, but Jock McHale himself could take over this current Carlton list and be struggling for wins. Silly knee-jerk responses to bad losses and focusing on the coach's contract or his post-game press conference stoushes with various journalists isn't going to change a thing. It's measured and calm strategic thinking that will turn the Blues around. It took Richmond a good 30 years to get that right, and finally the Tigers look like they're heading in the right direction, both as a team and as a club. The best thing the Blues can do now is to hold the fort, and the best thing some of their former greats can do, to be frank, is to put a sock in it.